This is Boise State Public Radio, and I'm Adam Cotterell. It's been quite a week for news. Elections, plus the build-up and aftermath. Sometimes it all just makes you want to run away and join the circus. But how would you go about that? Joining the circus, I mean. Let's go find out. I'm backstage at Boise's Taco Bell Arena. A few feet from me, a Chinese coach speaks French with two Mongolian contortionists. They're on a blue mat on the ground, doing things I'm sure are impossible, despite the fact that I'm watching it happen. On the other side of a thick black curtain, men are swinging high above the floor where Boise State plays basketball. Occasionally, one falls into a net. This is a rehearsal for Alegria. It's a touring show for Cirque du Soleil. It's in Boise through Sunday. At the same time, 20 other Cirque du Soleil shows will be going on in cities around the world. Cirque, French for circus, is a multinational corporation with global brand recognition. With me backstage is a rep from Corporate HQ in Montreal. I'll let her introduce herself. My French is terrible.
My name is Geneviève Laurendeau.
Laurendeau is about 6 feet tall, slim and elegant. She wears all black and has hair to match. Laurendeau says the success of Cirque came because they abandoned much of the model of traditional circuses. There's no animal acts, no tiny overfull cars, no sense of traveling on the cheap. It's about acrobatics and theatricality.
The creators found their way to present a different type of cirque, which is a mesmerizing way of showing people what people can do, what the human body can do, and then mixing this up with dance, theater, live music, costumes, and makeup.
Cirque was founded in Quebec, Canada, in 1984 with 73 people. Now the company has more than 4,000 permanent employees. That includes more than 1,000 performers. 55 of those are in Boise this weekend, with about 50 other people along to make the show happen. Laurendeau says they have some of the best acrobats in the world.
We have former Olympians, athletes, national champions for acrobatics in their own country.
Those countries are many. The performers in Boise right now come from 15 different countries. Laurendeau has me imagine a scenario. You're a young gymnast. You've trained for years for the Olympics. You go, maybe you don't take home a medal, but you do your country proud. Then you're approached by a talent scout from the international name in acrobatics.
Are they ready to train again for 4 more years for the next Olympic to come, or they feel it's time to move on? And then that's where Cirque du Soleil is an opportunity.
Besides the scouts scouring the globe, they have a lot of people coming to them, like me. Not a gymnast by any stretch of the imagination, but someone with a long-held and, until now, secret fantasy of joining the circus.
We have jobs of all kinds. Accounting, production, technical.
Yeah. You need any reporters?
Ha ha ha. Could be a clown as well. We have amazing clowns.
I get that a lot, actually.
You could be a great singer as well, or a guitar player. We have a band. You could be part of the technical team. Production manager, stage manager, carpenter, rigger, lighting, wardrobe.
I don't have to do that.
Absolute.
On the mat next to us, one contortionist is bent backwards into a Q shape, and the other is doing a handstand on top of her.
Nobody can do that. That's impossible.
They are doing it, and Mongolia is very specialized for that kind of discipline.
The contortionists don't speak English, so I head further backstage to the rows of exercise equipment they travel with. There I meet Mark Beiler. He stands about 5'9", and looks about as wide at the shoulders. Beiler resembles a surfer with shaggy blonde hair, but he's Canadian and went to the University of Iowa on a gymnastics scholarship. He's a catcher by trade.
We hang upside down on a swinging pendulum mechanism. There's these acrobats that fly through the air and arrive to us where we catch them and swing them through and then proceed to throw them up to another apparatus.
So basically your job is catching people and throwing them?
Catching people and throwing them.
Kids who want to grow up to be performers are often told to go to college and study things like business to have something to fall back on. For Beiler, it was the other way around. He expected to be sitting in a cubicle at a financial advising office at this point in his life, but he graduated from college 2 years ago, and we remember what was happening around that time.
I sort of looked around and couldn't really find too much at the time because the job market was down. That's when I went to Cirque. I sent in a video to them. They'd called me down to Montreal, where headquarters is. So I tested out some apparatuses, and I guess they liked what they saw, and they offered me a contract on the spot.
I think this guy wants to jump up.
Byler and I have to move over a bit because another performer wants to use the equipment we're standing in front of. The guy grabs a bar and starts cranking out pull-ups like he has diplomatic immunity to the laws of gravity. Byler doesn't know how long he'll keep catching and throwing people for a living.
I mean, I love my job a lot, and I'm pretty content with where I am right now, so as long as my body holds up, I plan on doing it for a while.
And Byler admits that how long his body holds up is always a concern for an acrobat. He adds he knows a catcher who's 45, so he figures he can go for another 20 years or so at least. But if you're interested in a career in catching people, be warned. It's a high-pressure job.
Because, I mean, their lives are in your hands, and if you drop them, they don't like that too much. There's a serious risk involved. To build up that sort of level of trust with another person, it takes things to a whole new level, because it's not, you know, just yourself, it's someone else's life that's in your hands.
If you do come to see Cirque du Soleil in Boise, and you want to spot Byler doing his high-pressure job, he says look for him in the last act.
There's a big sort of swinging mechanism. It's like a pendulum rocking chair, and I'll be in the right-hand side of that chair. It's going to be hard to sort of recognize us because we're all in the same sort of makeup and costume and stuff, but I'll be in the right side of the chair if you're facing the stage, and I'll also be the last person to do the dismount.
Oh, and the show itself. We better go back to Geneviève Laurandeau for a description.
Every single show of Cirque du Soleil has its own storyline. Alegría is a Spanish word for joy and jubilation, and it's actually talking about the struggle for power between generations.
She stops herself and says she knows it sounds a bit heavy, but she adds the generational struggle is between birds. The young ones want to soar, but they have to contend with the old birds.
Old birds characters walking in this heavy way, and they're actually challenged by this youth coming on stage with a lot of energy, doing tumblings, jumping in the air, flying here and there. And that's our story for Alegría.
The story is told through music, dance, and acrobatics. No words. For me, whose only tool is words, that's pretty impressive.
That's the magic of Cirque du Soleil.
That magic is in Boise at the Taco Bell Arena tonight and twice on Saturday and Sunday. From Boise State Public Radio, I'm Adam Cotterell.